the sun is shining and all of my favorite plant friends are popping up right now. Speaking of plants, what are you growing this year? Do you know? Do you know what kind of medicine will be in your garden? Or are you still trying to figure it out? Totally okay if you're still trying to figure it out. We're all growing and learning on this journey, right? But if you want some help, I do have a family medicine garden guide. It's basically 10 essential herbs that I feel like every mom needs to know and grow in their yard. I give you some growing tips and ways that you can use it as medicine, and it's totally free. So if you want that, I'm going to pop a link in the show notes here for you to grab it and get your hands digging in the dirt and growing incredible medicine for you and your family.
February is American Heart Health Month, so what better time than now to talk about heart-healthy herbs? Honestly, I think this is something we should be raising awareness for all year around, especially since heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. So in this episode, we're going to talk about some of my absolute favorite herbs to support the heart and cardiovascular system. Plus, you're going to be getting my favorite heart-healthy lover's cordial recipe. Not only is it super heart healthy, but it'll really happify your taste buds too. So get ready to take some notes and enjoy the journey down the herbalist path with me.
Hello and welcome to the Herbalist Path podcast. I'm your host, Mel Muttersbaugh. I'm a clinical herbalist, environmental educator, founder and formulator of an herbal products company called Mountain Mel's Essential Goods. And my most important role in life is being the mother of a beautiful young daughter. I also have this crazy passion for teaching people to use plants as medicine in a safe and effective way. Herbalism is the most sustainable way to take care of yourself, your family, the plants, and our precious planet. In this podcast, you'll get a mix of interviews with fellow herbalists, herb farmers, product makers, herbal educators, clinicians, and plain old plant geeking herb nerds similar to myself. You'll also get some episodes where it's just me dishing you some great info on how you can safely use herbs for yourself and your family. It's an honor to have you here and joining in on a serious mission to inspire a movement where there's an herbalist in every home, again.
Hello, hello, Herbalist Path friends. I'm so happy you're here and tuning into another episode with me. Hopefully you like this one. My voice right now is a little bit scratchy, and it has nothing to do with me being sick. I was just at this event talking to a lot of people, and it was really loud, and I was telling them about my teas and things, and everybody had masks on, and the music was blasting, and I had to yell pretty much all weekend long. So this is what I sound like when I'm a bit froggy. Anyways, you'll still get great information out of this episode. So I wanted to come together and chat. It's February right now. It's been stunningly beautiful where I live up in the foothills of Mount Hood. Like today, I was just out on this beautiful walk on the river I live on, and I was in a t-shirt, and I was actually warm, like, holy cow, too hot. And then I got back to my house, and like the social medias was like, oh, here's your memories from last year. And there was over 3 feet of snow on the same river trail I walked today, where my daughter was jumping off of small cliffs into fluffy piles of snow along the riverbanks. It's really pretty bonkers, and I love the gorgeous sunshine. I'm totally ready for spring, but I would also really love if our trees got the winter moisture they so love and deserve and really need around here. Wildfire season has been no joke the past few years, and I know it's only going to get worse. But anyways, let's tune back into why we're having this episode today. Did you know that poor heart health is costing Americans over $131 billion per year. That's absolutely insane. I'm only 43, and I've already had two of the men I dated in my earlier years that have passed due to heart failure at way too young of an age. And I'm really sorry to say that another person from my life just passed away 2 weeks ago from heart failure. And while their heart fails, mine and all of their other loved ones break. It's so sad and it's so devastating. And when you recognize that heart disease is the leading cause of death in our country, it's clear that we need to step it up a lot in regards to heart health. So needless to say, this topic, it really hits close to home for me. And while there are so many things you can do to improve your heart and cardiovascular health, like getting lots of exercise and working that heart muscle out and eating a proper diet that's rich and colorful, nutritious foods and less of the shoddy ones with extra high bad cholesterol and tons of sugar, there's also some really beneficial plants to help you along your way. And actually, lately, I've really been asked a lot what herbs to take for various heart and cardiovascular conditions. So while I go through this podcast, please know that it is extremely important for you to work with your doctor and or healthcare provider. I'm not giving you healthcare advice. What works for one person may not be what works for you. But that being said, I am going to speak about the herbs I know to be quite effective while also being known to be very safe. So that being said, doctors are important. So are plants. And the first herb I want to talk about today is one that most of you probably have sitting around your house right now. Oftentimes, those are some of the very best herbs that we can choose to use. And this one is also one of the more impressive herbs out there when it comes to heart and cardiovascular health. Yet so few people think of it as such. Did you know that garlic can decrease your risk of heart attack or stroke? One of the best ways it helps to do this is by helping to clear the plaque that can sometimes build up on arterial walls. It also increases HDL cholesterol levels, or the good cholesterol, while lowering the LDL cholesterol, or the stuff that leads to atherosclerosis. It's always such a tough word for me to say. Anyways, garlic increases the volume of blood in your capillaries and dilates the blood vessels, ultimately reducing blood pressure. It's the allicin, the constituent in garlic, that helps to make all of this heart-healthy goodness happen. There are so many amazing health benefits to garlic, and it's wonderful because it's by far one of my favorite things to eat. I am definitely in the club of increasing the garlic in the recipe by about 10 times each time. Tell me you're with me. So you can definitely get a lot of the benefits from eating raw garlic, adding it to your soups, your stews, your broths, your stir fries, and your curries. But to get the maximum amount of health benefits, it's best to eat it raw. And I know, you may be thinking, there is no way in heck I am going to eat raw garlic or get anyone I know to eat raw garlic either. But do you want to know my secret way of eating raw garlic and liking it? You ferment it in honey. It is a super simple process. All you have to do is add raw peeled garlic cloves to some honey, allow it to sit and ferment, and then you get to eat those big chunks of garlic and love it. So if you want that exact recipe, you can head over and grab my cold and flu busters in your kitchen cabinet guide. It's at theherbalistpath.com/cold-flu-busters. And I'm going to link it in the show notes for you too. And in that, I share a bunch of recipes and a bunch of other goodies that are from your medicine chest or your kitchen cabinet. So another way that I love to get raw garlic into my body is by eating the whole cloves that have been pickled. You know the ones I'm talking about, right? They're hanging at the bottom of a really good quality jar of pickles. I Love those things. They are so darn yummy. Like, I should probably just pickle a bunch of raw garlic and not even use the pickles. Though I like the pickles too. So, I don't know. You do you. I'll do me. I'm going to eat lots of raw garlic and pickles too. Anyway, garlic is the jam. And if you don't agree, you might want to just stop the show and listen to someone else, because I'm not sure if we can be friends anymore. Okay. I'm just joking. I am definitely a to each their own kind of lady. But anyway, let's move on to the next amazing herb for heart and cardiovascular health. She is a beautiful one, and she's oh so popular for so many people. I even talked about her all weekend, and that's why my voice is still so crackly. And it's hibiscus. Yes, the lovely, often bright red flower that so many love to drink in their teas. It's also known as sour tea because it's, well, a bit sour. I use it in my hibiscus heart song blend for its heart-healthy properties and its delicious taste, only I balance it with other heart-happifying and nerve-calming herbs to make it even tastier, minus so much of the sour or bitter. Anyways, those heart-healthy properties, that's what we're here for, right? So, hibiscus has been showing some great promise for helping to reduce the harmful or bad cholesterol levels. There was a study done in 2009 where they took 53 diabetic women, and it showed that drinking one cup of the hibiscus tea per day for a month lowered their LDL cholesterol, which is the bad stuff again, by 8%. And it raised their good cholesterol, the HDL cholesterol, by 14.9%. Wow. Those are some mighty impressive results for sipping a tasty cup of tea, yeah? But wait, there's more. Not only can hibiscus improve cholesterol health with a simple cup of tea, it can also help to lower blood pressure. If these aren't incentives to drink some tasty hibiscus tea, I don't know what the heck is. Though, I'll be honest here, I'm not the hugest fan of the sour taste of hibiscus. But I do love it when it's mixed with lemon balm and lemon verbena and a bit of super tasty circulatory stimulant herb cinnamon, just like I do inside of my hibiscus heart song blend. Yes, I'm maybe biased, but it's just a darn good tea. Anyway, another heart-healthy herb that's probably on the top of my list when it comes to anything heart health related. It's also an herb that happens to be in that same hibiscus heart song tea. It's hawthorn. And I have a major love affair with this beautiful tree and the medicine it creates. It's one of the best herbs out there for toning the heart muscle and the cardiovascular system. It's the first herb I think of when it comes to almost anything related to heart health. It's also grass, generally regarded as safe. Though, if you are dealing with heart health conditions, I'm going to say it again, it is so important that you work with your doctor. Plants are amazing, so are doctors. Hawthorn. It also helps to promote dilated coronary arteries, which are the guys that bring oxygen-rich blood back to the heart. It's shown to increase the strength of the heart muscle's contractions as the heart pumps, while also decreasing blood pressure and ultimately protecting against heart failure. It's also been shown to help with irregular heartbeat and so much more. I do, again, want to iterate, just because I have lost so many people I love and that are close to me to heart disease. So your heart health is incredibly important. And while these plants are amazing and powerful, so is working with your physician when dealing with any heart condition. Okay, I know I say that a bunch, but I really, really mean it, guys. Like, I am an herbalist, and I do believe that plants can heal people, and, you know, they're even better when you work with your doctor. Okay, back to the hawthorn note. One of the other things I love about it is that it also opens the heart to giving and receiving of love. And it can be really helpful for someone who's dealing with a grieving heart. Maybe you've recently lost somebody in your life, or lost a job, or are going through divorce, or, you know, the many sad things that we have to go through in this thing we call life. Anyways, hawthorn's amazing. It is an absolutely beautiful shrubbery, and it's quite abundant too. Okay. So we have covered just a few of my favorite herbs to go to when it comes to improving heart and cardiovascular health. We've done it really quickly. And now I think it's time that I share with you my favorite heart healthy recipe. Well, one of my favorites. It's super tasty, and I do love to make this around Valentine's Day. I call it a lover's cordial, but it's so darn tasty. You can have it with or without a lover. It will help to get the blood pumping to those super important places that you really want blood flowing to when you're with your lover, though, if you know what I mean. Anyways, the recipe, super duper easy. You're going to want a jar, and you're basically going to throw all of the ingredients I'm about to tell you about into a jar. Ready? So you want to take 2 parts of hawthorn berries, 1.5 parts hawthorn leaf and flower, 1.5 parts Damiana leaf, 1 part blueberries, 1 part cinnamon sticks, or chips or powder, whatever you need, and 1/2 part of rosebuds and or rose petals. And then you take all of those ingredients, you stuff them in the jar, you fill it with the herbs, and then you pour some honey and some brandy over the top until the jar is almost full. You're going to cap it, you're going to label it, you're going to store it in a cool, dark location, and then you want to shake it, and you want to shake it with lots of love. Shake it every day. You can even sing to it if you want. I do, despite whether my daughter likes it or not. Anyways, I let it sit then for about 2 to 6 weeks when I do come by and shake it and give some gratitude for the medicine that it's about to create for me. And then strain it when you think it's good and ready, and put it all back into another clean jar or bottle. Decorate it if you want. Put a little love note on there. Just whatever you do, be sure and enjoy it and share it with those you love. If you try it out, please shoot me a message, do a little DM on the Instagrams, or email me. Let me know what you think. And I really hope that you enjoy the heck out of this drink. If you want the recipe written down, I've also got it available on my blog, so I'll go ahead and link that in the show notes as well. Ooh, and, you know, guys, guess what? I'm on TikTok these days, so if you do the TikTok thing, come on over and follow me. I have been having a blast sharing all kinds of herbal tidbits, and you can find me at Herbalist Path over there. And I am so grateful you just took the time to tune into another episode with me. If you have something you want to hear about on future episodes, please reach out and let me know. And until next time, have a beautiful week and go get outside and play. Take care. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of The Herbalist Path. Being on this journey with you is absolutely incredible. If you dig this episode, please leave me a review on your favorite podcast player and share it with your friends so that together we can make herbalism #spreadlikewildflowers.
On another note, I must mention that while I know you're getting some good info here, it's important to remember that this podcast is purely for entertainment and educational purposes and is not intended to be a substitute for medical treatment. While the information in this podcast is absolutely relevant, herbs work differently for each person and each condition. That's why I recommend you work with a qualified practitioner, whether that be another herbalist, a naturopath, or your doctor. So thank you again. I am truly honored that you're tuning into these episodes and on the path with me to make sure that there's an herbalist in every home again. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends so that we can make herbalism #spread like wildflowers.